La 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 Salam, Shemati 12, The Essence of Man's Work. The essence of man's work should be how to come to feel taste in bestowing contentment to one's maker, since all that one does for oneself removes him from the Creator due to the disparity of form. Conversely, if one acts in order to benefit the Creator, even if it is the smallest act, it is still considered a mitzvah, commandment. Therefore, one's primary exertion should be to acquire the strength to feel taste in bestowing, which is through lessening the force that feels taste in self-reception. Then one slowly acquires the taste in bestowing.
Good morning, friends. In this morning, I woke up very sad because I know that yesterday was great. We had a meal, a lesson, Yeshivat Haverim. But I felt that we didn't give everything in the connection between us. It was like a little spark. And that is because we forgot the purpose why we are here. We gather to unite, to go straight for the Creator. A friend yesterday spoke about, he gave an example about the engine. We're not building an engine like a V10, he told us in the workshop. We are building a rocket. We are uniting, and we go and never stop. We want to break this jail, this wall that is between us. We want to be together and never leave this feeling of unity. I want to swallow everyone inside me and lock up this feeling and never give up on my family, of my soul. L'chaim, brothers. L'chaim.
Ciao, amici. È sempre una grande responsabilità parlare una yeshivat.
Hello, friends.
Soprattutto una yeshivat come questa di questo.
It's always a very great responsibility to speak in Yeshivat Haverim.
Hello, friends. It's always a real responsibility to speak at such a convention. I don't have many words to say because today there are giants here. And I need to listen to the friends. Listen to your hearts and feel your hearts. So today, I understand the full responsibility that's upon us. And in this moment, we need to begin. The Creator brought us here. And now the convention is our responsibility to start a new life, to build a new life. And that will lead us until the revelation of the Creator. And I have fear because I don't know. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I don't know what's going to happen the day after the convention, but I do know that if we do it together, that is the only certainty I have, that everything we do, we'll do it together, connected once and for all. L'chaim, friends.
Esisto, non c'è vita senza luce, è il bisogno che conduce da una supplica nel cuore a scoprire il vero amore che ti porta all'unione con gli amici, è una missione. Conseguir la libertà, 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 conseguir la libertà. La libertà con gli amici sono uniti i tuoi amici, fai cambiare la visione con la luce, l'illuminazione con gli amici. Questo hai scoperto quale innesso da una vita di recensione senza scopo e depressione. Al mattino puoi cambiare, tu e gli amici qui studiare, solo insieme arriveremo alla correzione, raggiungeremo. Connetterci col creator, 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 connetterci col creator. Con gli amici, solo uniti i tuoi gli amici, fare cambiare la visione con la luce di d'azione. Con gli amici, solo uniti i tuoi gli amici, fare cambiare la visione con la luce di d'azione.
Connected to the Creator. We gather here, many friends.
We gathered here.
Haberim and Haberot. Many friends come earlier. Many friends come only today. And everything kind of prepared. We have friends. We have everything. We have a teacher. But something is lacking. We should invite Creator. We should build a kli. And everyone is needed. Everyone came for the reason. And the reason is the point in the heart. He came here to connect all the points in the hearts to build the kli. We don't have a time. Please, use this opportunity. We gather here for the reason of our lives. And this is really, really important. Don't waste our time. Just do everything what you can. We have a goal. It's goal of our life. I feel confident in each and every you. L'chaim chevrim.
Thank you, friends. Dear friends, first we thank the Creator for this unique opportunity that He's arranged between us, for us to feel this suitability, to experience this confidence, this inspiration, and the light that He's generating between us. This Congress feels like we planned for 1,000 years before we were able to reach here. It's baffling, and it's not easy to understand. Why would a person travel from Zimbabwe all the way here? What's happening here? In our normal human lives, we wouldn't understand. It doesn't make sense. Why would a person fly from Florida to come here? For what? Why would a person travel all the way from places that we can't even imagine? Chile. And he doesn't even speak any European language. But the light arranged all these suitabilities in order for us to understand that our way of life is different from his ways. His ways are above reason, and no justification can explain it. But these are measures which are meant to explain to us certain degrees of importance, that there's something more important in life. Why do we exist as a society called Bnei Baruch? Because we have a special responsibility. As Gianluca has said, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. No one knows tomorrow. And for all the things that we've been granted, a great Rav, a great society, a holy society made up of true first-class fighters who have been put in front of us to show us these great examples. The Turkish Klee was on the road, a whole Klee in a bus, coming all the way here. It doesn't make sense, but these are examples that the upper light is trying to show us. So regardless of the way we see things, we still have to understand that his ways are indeed above reason. And we have to take this inspiration and pass it on to the rest of the world. We thank this society, we thank every friend who has made it possible for this to happen. And as Gianluca said once again, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So we take everything and we're grateful for everything, and we're going to utilize everything to the best of our abilities to make sure that what we need to do for the next generation to have a better place to live in, for the world to be converted to its correct form, for us to see the correct perception, we will do it. L'chaim Bnei Baruch.
Un solo cuerpo, un solo corazón, amor. Somos uno, no hay división. Vamos uniéndonos con el corazón. Somos uno y no hay división. Vamos uniéndonos con el corazón. La 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 la
It doesn't happen many times, but I'm shit scared of my mouth. It was very clear yesterday. It's very clear that our state now is that we all feel that we don't have words, that we don't know, and we don't have like personal force to do anything. But we all feel it's a beautiful space, beautiful empty space, because it's a space where the friends can express the Creator's words, where the Creator can be. Because him and me cannot occupy the same space. And I know my mouth, that's what I'm scared of it, is very capable of filling empty spaces with beautiful words. I prefer to be in this empty space and let it be filled with friends, with joy, of love of friends, and with the Creator. So I wish for us to keep this space clean. And since I don't have words, I will take the poet words and I say, Vamos hermanos, somos juntos. Juntos lograremos. Bechaim.
Dear friends, we really feel that what's really special when you're like in this preparation with friends towards HaShavat, because you cannot have any thoughts of your own. But what I feel is really like the whole life was like built up to this moment. Not only this Congress, this moment now. Because we're at the very, for me it feels really decisive, because we're going into a lesson talking about the quality. Rav will try to connect to us about the quality of bestowal, which will change everything. So it's the most decisive moment. And I feel the whole life was built up only for this, to this moment. And you don't know how special you are. When I think it, like a year before I met the study, I found this fortune teller, and she explained to me, Anapia, your life will change dramatically. I didn't know. I thought, well, okay, perhaps a new car, a new home or something. But she says, no, it's not about that. It's like when you look at yourself as a tree, you will, like, your trunk and all the roots will be removed from your place and you will put in another place. I said, whoa. And she said another thing. She said, I see all kind of men around your heart. Perhaps you can imagine that it troubled me somehow, because I didn't know what it would mean. But now, 11 years later, standing here with you, I truly understand what she said. And I beg you to take the force, because I know you feel it. I know you feel also the friends around your heart. And I know you feel force from yesterday's Heshivat, the joy, also the force when we sing this Spanish song, to take this force into the yearning for this quality. Yearning for the friends to succeed in this quality. Let's now take this yearning, this prayer into silence, and listen and open ourselves up completely for what Rav wants to give us.
Shevet Achim Gam Yachad Idemato Shevet Achim Gam Yachad Idemato Umanayim Shevet Achim Gam Yachad Idemato Umanayim Shevet Achim Gam Yachad Shevet Achim Gam Yachad.